Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Dungeons & Junkies presents Escape from Wolfhawk, Episode 19, Hospital Hallway Hijinks.
I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Carrie.
Guys, welcome back to Dungeons & Junkies. As always, when it comes down to this person's turn behind the screen, run for cover. Chad, the chair is all yours, sir.
I feel like you say run for everyone. You should get a little more creative with each of your things. But that's neither here nor there. Why, hello there, everyone. And welcome back to the terribly wonderful world of Wolfhawk, my homebrew creation in this campaign that I call Escape from Wolfhawk. Before we go into the retrospective on what happened last time, let us go around the table first and introduce who will be playing this evening. We will start tonight with Carrie.
Hello, I'm Carrie, and I will be playing Varian Nathine, the Wood Elf Warlock. He's not in a good place, but is he ever?
No, not at all. We then drop down to Alex.
Hello, I am Alex, and today I am playing Avery, the Azamara Bladesinger Wizard.
I like this. Very straight and simple and to the point. Let's go then to Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. Today I'm playing my boy Damien, no last name given, voted most likely to become a Sith Lord if he graduated high school, which he didn't.
Those superlatives definitely dominated Damien's high school years that didn't exist. Okay, and then finally we go to Matt.
I am Matt. I am playing Detective Wyatt Stanton of the Ganymede City Police Department, who, as for the last time out, also has a link to the Morphin Grid.
Yes. We finally revealed that Detective Wyatt Stanton is what some would call a Power Ranger. But yes, those are our four players this evening. And of course, I will be everyone else in this amazing world that I have created. But for some retrospect on what happened last time, the gang has been battling their way through Ganymede General, the hospital of Ganymede Square, a massive city-sized hospital that houses the sick, the dying, and the healing of millions from all dimensions around Ganymede and Wolfhawk themselves. Our gang have battled their way from the 15th floor of the Wright Tower down. They made their way down, trying to make it just down to general care from that. Unfortunately, the stairs collapsed and they were forced to make their way to a sky bridge. On this sky bridge, they found some very, very fucked up shit, where the inhabitants of this hospital seem to have been taken over by something. Their eyes encompassed in static, their minds completely gone, and their bloodlust through the roof. The gang, with Dr. Dorian McSteamy, managed to battle off the 12 combatants and survive the Battle of the Sky Bridge. But now they find themselves in a blood-soaked sky bridge, staring at a massive silver door with the button that says, "Push me to open." The blood and scratches covering every inch of this door, and beyond it, the small sounds of screaming and tearing can be heard. But with that, let's just jump right back into it. So gang, as I said, you are now currently still on the Skybridge after this massive battle you just had. What would you like to do?
Can I slap Wyatt?
Please make an attack roll.
Can I try and dodge this?
We'll see in a minute.
17.
You depowered, right, Wyatt?
Yeah, I depowered, yeah.
Please roll me a d4.
Two.
Damien, after in the carnage, Dr. Dorian McSteamy has been walking around, caring for the bodies, looking over, trying to figure out if anyone is still alive or anything like that. You, in your rage and blood, you stand back up, looking around at everything you've done, and you look to the detective who has just recently joined your party, and you make direct eye contact with Detective Wyatt, who looks back at you for a second, and before he can do anything else, your right hand cracks out, and across his cheek, your hand just lashes out, slapping him across the face, and you entails 2 points of damage for you, Detective Wyatt.
Next time, notice where the friendly people on the battlefield are, dipshit.
Noted. Noted. I do apologize. I haven't used that ability before. I will make sure I am more careful with it if I use it again. I am genuinely very, very sorry.
Whatever. Varian, you okay?
I'm alive.
Fair. Amnesiac, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, next time I'll toll the dead.
I don't know. You will as well.
I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing it's not good, so I won't.
Well, one of the creatures I did it to in the cube, its head exploded afterwards. So, you
okay,
know.
Noted. Again, I'm trying to not hurt anyone like you, for example.
Damien gestures to his shoulder out of the socket, blood everywhere.
I said trying to. Unfortunately, something went wrong, and I apologize about that.
This is what you're like when you're trying. I hate to think about what your caseload is like. How many murders on your pile are caused by you?
Very few, because I'm actually behind the desk most of the time.
It shows.
Thank God for that.
I haven't seen combat for a long time.
Clearly. Doc, you okay?
Oh. Yes, I'm fine. This is I don't know how to deal with what is going on here. I worked with these people who are now in pieces on the ground, and there are some kind of screaming noises coming from beyond the other side of the sky bridge. But yes, I'm fine.
Okay, break down later. Survive now.
You see the Fire Ganassi once again begin the breathing exercises you've seen them try multiple times in this short time you've been with. But this time, instead of them calming down, you see the actual fire of their hair begin to just kind of begin to build until they almost have a bit of a towering mohawk of fire from the top, as Dr. Dorian McSteamy stands there with their eyes closed, almost hyperventilating. Like,
can I gently slap him out of it?
Make an attack.
This whole episode is just going to be Damien's. A That's only a 12. It's more of a, oi, get your shit together.
Oh, that still definitely hits. Roll me a d4, please.
3.
Damien, once again, you weren't really paying attention. You kind of said it over your shoulder. Hey, Doc, what's up? And then you suddenly hear the hyperventilating breathing. And I'm like freaking out. And you just turn without even thinking, with just a pull on, just crack of your hand across this Fire Ganassi's face, basically saying, lock it the fuck up, man. We're both Ganassi. Get your shit together. As you stare into his eyes and, oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, Damien, yes, you're right. Oh, Ock, you are a strong one. You're right, we must settle ourselves and keep moving. Oh my god.
How loud is the slashing noise from through the door?
You're asking about the noise from the other side of the door?
Yeah.
Make investigation. No, make a perception check, please.
Perception. No, that one is shambles dice. Let's try this one.
Everyone dies.
There's a 14.
Detective Wyatt, after being slapped by Damien, you begin to make your way a little farther away from the group and towards the other side of the hallway. You guys had all made your way, like you were starting to make your way down this massive sky bridge. But you, Detective Wyatt, take the lead and you get to the giant steel doors of the left tower, Skybridge side. And once again, as a police officer, you know that you need to be cautious and careful. You put your ear up to this massive door, and as you try and listen, the sounds that you hear kind of fill you with a bit of dread, as you can definitely hear the sound of laughter echoing from the other side of this doorway, and also just the sound of movement. The rest of the time you've been in this hospital, like every time you were on a floor, it was basically completely silent except for your own movement and the sound of the hospital machinery. This time, without even entering the floor, as you put your ear up to this door, you can tell that there are definitely bodies on the other side.
I turn to the others and I can hear the same laughter that we heard from those things when we were fighting them. The exact same laughter. Could it be one consciousness?
I think it's the same, like, disease. Or contamination, or whatever the official term is.
Hey, most just a theory?
I mean, you can, doesn't mean I'll give a shit.
What if this disease, whatever this virus is, what if it's sentient? That's terrifying to think that.
I mean, it would have to have some level of sentience considering the attack from all of them was fairly well coordinated.
It was.
It wasn't just 12 of them sprinting at us. It was groups and movement.
Terrifying.
Eh, they die all the same.
That's true. I can hear a lot of, there's a lot of bodies moving through there. Nothing, I couldn't tell how many by listening though. I think, Doctor, this is the only way. This is the only way down. Yes. So, how far is the stairwell from this door?
Well, I mean, we must make it to the end of the hallway. Just the way it is, the whole hospital is a mirror of itself. We'll have to make it all the way around the bend and then down the 100-foot hallway to the end of the stairwell.
Okay, the room we came through before the sky bridge, that was infectious diseases and stuff, yes? Is it the same on this tower?
No, actually, which Now seeing these people, it actually fills me with a bit of more worry, but the right tower is generally for those who are the sickest and maybe might not require, might not recover. The left tower is for those, I guess the best way to put it is, those who go to the left tower are sure to leave. Those who go to the right tower are probably going to be here for the end of their days. So the left tower is more for recovery. It's a recovery tower. So no, we are not going into the infectious diseases area, but I don't know what we are actually going to be going into.
Tell me straight, Doc. What is behind this door, department-wise?
11th floor left tower would be... that would just be recovery for disembowelment.
Right.
We just regrow organs on that floor.
As Dr. said, it's why Cass and I at Damien did to say this would be more your department, surely.
There's not very much left of my victims to regrow, so... Let's just go. There's no point standing here.
Yeah.
They're either going to come to us and corner us, or we're going to get towards them.
Okay. This is going to be brutal. Wyatt, we're going to push the button. Ready?
Just press the button.
I don't dignify it with a response.
Slaps his hand against the button. Open the door.
Detective Wyatt taking the lead finally as the one official officer, all of Ganymede here, reaches forward. And he's a good 2 feet ahead of the group. So you all see this. The massive silver doors are... If the other ones when you came into the Skybridge were a little damaged with the scratches and the blood and everything like that, these doors are of a third world country. They are dented and destroyed, and the actual silver has lost its sheen. There is enough blood and other bits of inside on this door that it has a nice covering of it. There is no sheen from this silver door. It is a disgusting, just gross, viscous covered entity at this point. The silver no longer shines. And Wyatt, as you reach forward, you push the large open me button in the middle that is in the middle of this giant seam of these huge, disgusting doors. And as you push down, unlike the other time, the last door is just slid perfectly open. These ones, you can see there have been some serious damage done as you push the button in and you see the left side door just, it doesn't make a noise, but you see it literally falls a little bit and doesn't move at all as the right side begins to slowly begin to creak open inch by inch, making this horrible noise each second as it moves.
Well, if I didn't know we were here before, we do now.
Wyatt, you have 10 seconds right now to make a choice on what you are going to do about this loud door noise that is happening.
I can't stop the noise now it's happened. I guess, guys, through the door, quickly. Rolls in through the door.
Check
before he dives through. Make sure there actually is a floor there.
Oh no. There's 100% a floor there.
Okay.
Can I become Julius and just kind of take the high ground, as it were?
The rest of you are all still in this massive sky bridge that is 40 feet wide and a good 50 to 60 feet tall. So you're all good. Wyatt, dives as this door noise. And instead of just trying to grab onto this large silver door that is sliding and making this noise, Wyatt turns to you all and goes, "Let's go!" and jumps through the tiny little, probably 6-inch gap, scraping his gun and his clothes along the way as he dives through and just lands on the ground.
I do not go through the door.
No, I'm gonna hold back. Just honestly, we can afford to lose him. So if someone
out of character,
I grabs him. We know.
Out of character, I generally thought it was wider than that. Never mind. Okay.
We all just watch Wyatt face plant like.
Like I said, out of place. What do I see through here?
Wyatt, make me a perception check, please.
19.
The door behind you keeps and finally reaches its zenith, and the door finally opens all the way. Wyatt, laying on the ground on your belly, you quickly realize that you have landed yourself in a large pool of some sort of liquid. You're not exactly sure what it is. There's a very distinct taste of iron that has splashed into your face as when you landed on the ground, it wasn't a calm entitlement. You landed and it came up and got you covered your entire face from forehead to chin. You begin to slowly look up around. You see where once again there's nothing or no one immediately around you. You are once again in the small little hallway, just like on the other side in the right tower. This is the small little almost entrance hallway to the Skybridge area. There is nothing to your left or right except for the walls themselves covered in scratches, the orange lights from the warning symbols or sigils just still the only light that is encompassing. So you can't see perfectly. It's just just the orange light bathing this blood-soaked hallway as you lay there in this pool.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to my feet as best I can. And then I'm going to...
Quietly?
As quiet as I can, yes.
Make me a dexterity, make me a self check.
Stealth. Okay.
At disadvantage. You are you are in a puddle at this moment.
Okay, I have a +3 to stealth. Those are the 14. I actually dropped a quick 20.
Wyatt, once again, your cop senses, though you idiotically just dived into a darkened area and landed in this pool of blood, your senses and your logic kick in very quickly as you slowly push yourself up into a push-up position before quietly raising yourself up to your standing position, knowing you can still hear that there are definite movement on this floor from around the corner and farther down. You know that you have to be quiet at this moment as you stand to your feet and back your way up to the rest of your group still in the sky bridge.
I pick my head very carefully out of the sky, onto the sky bridge. I'm like covered in what I'm assuming is blood, and I turn around.
Is it
like,
blood?
I'm assuming it's blood.
Oh, the rest of you see Detective Wyatt, and you saw him belly flop into a pool of red liquid. And at this point, it looks as if from the scene in We Are the Shadows, where he just walks up and from the top of his head to the tip of his toes, the entire front of Wyatt is just one giant blood stain at this moment.
It's my Friday night.
Just so you guys know, nothing immediately in there, but I can definitely tell that there are creatures on this floor, and there's scratch marks all over the walls.
Varian's not fond of Wyatt, but can he use prestidigitation to make him a bit less disgusting to look at?
You see the sparkly energy of Varian with basically a snap of Varian's fingers. Suddenly, a glistening, shimmery energy from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet just goes over almost like a like cleaning you and just like scrubbing the blood from the top to the bottom until by the end, you look like the anime character after they get a nice haircut and you get that nice little sheen and ding! And Wyatt is once again back to full clean.
Vivian, thank you.
I think it'd be better if, well,
yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yes, very much so. Well, I shall we?
Wizard yeah. boy.
I'm sorry. What yes. was that?
Yes.
Took it, Avery. Do you know anything that can help with sneaking?
I take a quick. Take a quick glance at what I have, because I have a few things. And absolutely nothing that would help the group with sneaking, to be honest.
Well, you're helpful.
Wyatt looked around and then he puts his hand up. I might.
Oh, great.
Oh, really? Great. What do you have, Power Ranger?
Well...
whatever that is.
If you'll permit me to shift exist. Modes.
How loud is you shifting modes? Is it as loud as that door?
I can do it quietly.
Okay, go stand over there and do it. I gesture to away from the door.
Okay, Wyatt walked past the group and then halfway down the sky bridge almost. And then proceeds to... Chat, I know normally I have to more before I go to Legend, but can I just go straight to Legend Hack or not?
Go straight to Legend Hack if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. It's gonna cost the time that it does.
That's fine. Okay. So I'm gonna Legend Hack to Ninja Storm.
Okay.
And I'm gonna cast Pass, and I'm gonna cast the ability Pass Without Trace.
You all see Wyatt after still a little bit of a, like an almost anime shimmer to him as he walks back to by you onto the sky bridge. And you see Detective Wyatt look at you all and like with almost a bit of just resignment because Wyatt didn't want to have to do this. Wyatt hasn't transformed in years at this point. This is not who Wyatt is anymore. It is something he has kept for a long time, but this situation is not allowing him to keep this hidden anymore. He walks back to the middle of the sky bridge before quickly his left arm juts out in front of him, almost just by muscle memory. And without even having to think of it, he doesn't look down and he hits multiple buttons on his little communicator on his wrist before you once again see the energy encompass Detective Wyatt, and suddenly comes out the red armor that he has, very sleek this time, seeming with lines drawn through it and better armor on it, as you see them come out and immediately are prepared, and their hand in the white glove reaches out and an arcane energy encompasses it, which is before you all feel a bit of just shadow encompass you. Just... and you feel
Damien,
yourself...
the shadow sorcerer is not impressed.
Becoming a little bit more of the darkness as Detective Wyatt, in Ninja Storm mode, does cast Pass Without Trace.
Right, this will help us sneak past anything. It won't make us completely invisible, but it'll help us.
Everyone get in the weird Ninja Storm bubble with the lame Power Ranger.
It's a Power Ranger.
I'm not sure. It's some tale I read back when I was in jail. It was very boring, but
I always thought it was a children's storybook.
They didn't have great reading sources in prison, okay? It's not like I had a library. It was some guy that took like 10 minutes to transform and yelled about like freedom and power and color. It was a lot about colors.
Sounds like some sort of straight cult manifesto.
No, it wasn't straight cult.
Can you guys?
Then I'd be interested.
Guys, can you guys stop discussing the heritage of the Morpher Grid and we'll move on and we'll discuss that another time.
I mean, we can talk and we can walk.
Well, actually, we can't talk and walk because if we talk too loud, they won't hear us.
All in favor of shoving him towards them if we get discovered?
Aye.
I will not condone any violence. I didn't want to do this in the first place. I am a man of health and I am here to heal.
Doctor, stay close and you'll be fine. Okay? We'll make sure you're protected now. I in this mode I can't hurt you. Okay? Trust me, I actually can't.
I don't need a mode to hurt people, but I'll behave.
Yes. So
see the Dr. Dorian. Once again, who was beaten to shit in this little fight you all had on the sky.
Riot!
Not only from the static-eyed zombie-like people, but also from Detective Wyatt, who decided that casting Erupting Earth on that area would be a good decision. The face of this Fire Ganassi is quite bruised, and you can see that only his right eye is fully open, as his left eye has now swollen shut, and still a small bit of trickle of blood is still coming down the side of their mouth. Their doctor's garb just ripped and mangled, and you see what a very, very beaten down doctor stare at you as you, Wyatt, talk to him, and he I don't know what we have wrought here, and all I have to say is we must be very careful. These are people. We can't kill them. These are just people. They were here for help or to visit their loved ones. Or
Doctor.
What?
If it's the case of you or them, they're gonna die. Okay? We are in All Farm, okay? This is what happens here, okay?
You see Dr. Dorian covers just their mouth. They don't say anything else. They just close their eyes and give you a nod. As if to say they'll follow regardless. But okay, you are now all standing on the sky bridge. The door is open. What would you like to do?
I'll take the front of the bubble.
I'll stay with the doctor in the middle.
Well, the bubble centers around you. So
yeah, so the doctor stays with me. Doctor stays with me in the middle. So
no injuring him further, please.
No, don't worry about that.
Jamie,
I guess I'll take out the rear.
Worry about that.
Therein, we'll find a spot somewhere. That.
Okay.
Rotating permanently around the bubble, just in general. I like that.
For the benefit of the tape, and for the benefit of my players, I am going to now. Things are going to get a little hostile here in the rest of this hospital. I'm going to say, I already gave you a little bit of teaser of what things had happened when I gave Wyatt that small little QTE event where I said you had 10 seconds to make a choice on what would happen. Going forward, there could be multiple more of those. And you will have between 10 and 20 seconds to react to whatever I say. And only the person that I ask will be able to react. Depending on what your reaction is and what happens, things could change drastically. So, going forward, your order of how you are going to proceed will be very important. So at this time, we are saying that Damien is taking the lead, Wyatt and Dr. Dorian are taking the middle, Avery is taking the back with Damien, and Virian, you are trying to, I'm going to say, you're going to take the second spot. So Damien in the lead. Cool.
Okay.
Gave it.
Damien, you once again stride forward brazenly. Kind of as Detective Wyatt transforms into Ranger mode, you give zero fucks about this and are not, once again, impressed by any of this. You haven't been impressed by anything in a very long time, and it sure as fuck is not going to be this police officer turning into some shiny costumes. You give a look to your compadre, Virian, and I almost say, stay close to me. And Virian falls second in line right behind you as Detective Wyatt and the doctor and then Avery all form a line as the five of you slowly make your way through this door. The minute all five of you make your way through the Skybridge door and are onto the actual 11th floor of the left tower, you can feel the air itself almost change. It's colder, it feels now. And your feet splash as they hit these puddles of liquid that are on the ground. I need you all to make me a stealth check real quick.
What's the pass without trace bonus?
Plus 10.
Okay. So we get plus 10 to that, do we?
You get plus 10 to your stealth check, yes.
Okay, that's 40. 16 plus 4 plus 10.
Nice.
I've got a dirty 30 as well.
23. This kid's is why Caitlin went, who has stealth spells for the love of God?
Wow, what about the Dorian roll?
He actually rolled pretty well. He got a 21.
That's good.
Not a 30, but you got, yeah.
Is that still pretty good? Yeah. To be fair.
The plus 10 helps a lot. Damien, you at the front of the party, you turn back your finger to your lips. You begin to creep forward. You go up the 20 feet it takes to reach the corner, and you peek your head around the side. The hallway itself is empty. All you can still see is just the orange lights of the warning going off, illuminating the whole thing. The hallway itself, these orange lights, the Skybridge kind of gave you a moment of forgetting that the hospital right now is only actually bathed in light, these hallways, for a few seconds, every few seconds, as these are the only lights that are happening, or these warning lights that are going off. There is no overhead lighting anymore. So you stare down this almost rave-like club hallway, but there's no one down it. You can hear, though, noises coming from the multitude of rooms on either side of this hallway.
Okay. I'm kind of going to gesture for us to proceed down the middle. So if someone comes out from a room either side, we have time to adjust before they crash into us.
White nods, silent reply.
No, he's like hand gestures.
White nods because White's learned quite quickly, even in with helmet on, the slap they put it would be enough. So
Julius is staying on my shoulder for now.
White just like motions to Avery behind, like follow in the middle.
You all begin to slowly follow Damien and creep down this hallway, one foot in front of the other, doing your best to not make a noise. I need you all to make a perception check real quick.
Just standard door, yeah. Dirty 20 25 17 all in.
You're all creeping down this hallway. Damien, you're not looking to the left or right, you are just looking down this whole time, trying to make sure that your footing is true. As you do, this pool hasn't ended. The puddle of liquid has filled this entire hallway. Each step you are taking is another step into another splashing puddle. But you're quietly, just the balls of your feet, each one, trying to keep yourself as quiet as possible. Just heading straight forward down through this visceral covered hallway. Virion, in the second spot in line, you see Damien and you can't watch them go forward. You have to look somewhere else. And as you are going down this hallway, you happen to turn your head to the left. And as you do, you look directly into one of the rooms you are passing. And it causes you to stop. And everyone behind you, Detective Wyatt and Dr. Dorian, you walk into the now stopped Virion. And Detective Wyatt, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. And just don't biff this.
I've got a good saving throw. It's a 12 to hit my dice in the tray. 12.
You just needed to not get a one right there.
Okay.
Detective Wyatt, you were paying attention, thankfully, as Virion just stops in front of you. You do walk directly into them, but you manage to catch your balance and stop the doctor behind you and Avery with your other hand raised from walking any farther as you also turn your head to see what Virion is looking at. And as you look through the glass pane of this door, you can see inside this room, there are four humans that have tackled a massive 9-foot Goliath that you can see struggling on the ground. Get off me, you fucking idiots! What are you, And you can hear him screaming as these four humans are pinning him to the ground. And as the four of them lay across all four of his limbs, pinning him down, you suddenly see another individual walking through. A Ganassi in a white doctor's coat, the static in their eyes, as they slowly walk forward from the corner of this room. Almost in a, you can see that something obviously happened to this Ganassi at some point, as they're not moving in any natural sense. They almost are walking in a very kind of chaotic, juxtaposed way where like every movement takes, it seems, a lot of action, but they, as they walk forward from this corner, you see them walk all the way up to the top and face of this Goliath who's on the ground still trying, fighting back. What is happening? Let me fucking go! What's wrong with you people? You're a doctor! And suddenly this Ganassi with the static in his eyes begins vomiting profusely onto the face of this Goliath. A disgusting, black, viscous fluid begins just pour over this, and you see this Goliath begin to cough as he is covered. His eyes, his mouth, as this Ganassi finally keeps laughing. And you see the Goliath on the ground continue to struggle for about another 10 seconds before it stops moving completely. And you see the four humans rise off of the arms and legs. Before, from the ground, you can see the Goliath begin to and slowly sits up. And Virion and Wyatt, you can see in these massive Goliath eyes, the static has completely encompassed it.
Wyatt looks at Virion and just mouths the word, move, move. Wyatt can't mouth that because Wyatt's got a helmet on, so you can't see that.
As I was saying, I've forgotten what I was saying now. It takes him a moment to kind of realise that Wyatt is gesturing at him, but he's just like, and then moves along as quickly and quietly as he can. Wondering all the time now if they've managed, if they're going to come out behind the party.
Wyatt motions to the doctor and to Avery to follow as well, quickly as they can.
Dr. Dorian McSteamy hasn't moved. They've actually begun to walk forward towards this door. And that, seemingly unconsciously, without being able to stop themselves. That's doctor. That's my friend. That's my friend. I have to help them. Avery. You now need to make a decision. What are you going to do about Dr. Dorian McSteamy? You have 15 seconds until he reaches this door that on the other side is filled with six of these static-eyed zombies. You have 15 seconds to make a decision right now on what you're going to do.
I want to just grab him by one hand on his arm, one hand on his shoulder, and silently cast Charm Person on him and say to him, look, Doctor, there's nothing you can do. You need to keep going. Come on. You only get yourself killed.
You know, that's so smart. I'm going to roll this wisdom saving throw at disadvantage. What do I have to beat here?
16.
Wow. Good thing I rolled that at disadvantage. You see, Avery, you reach out your normal hand, touching very nicely onto the doctor's shoulder, and your metallic arm, as you reach forward, begins to glow as you touch him with that. And you see the doctor turn to you, and his eyes for a second match just the magical energy that you put off before he looks at you. You're right. We must move on. We must go. You're right. Thank you so much. And Dr. Dorian McSteamy turns back and moves his way back into the line.
I sort of push him forward and carry on taking the back.
Right, I need one more stealth check from all of you as you're all continuing down this 100-foot hallway.
I'll take it we still have pass without trace.
You do. I
just want to double check. Oh, fuck for pass without trace. Plus 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so 23.
I'm just going to savor this because I'm not sure I'll ever roll this high again. 33. 19 plus 4 plus 10.
That's stunning. My 25 looks comparatively dismal by comparison.
24.
As soon as my proficiency bonus goes up again, there is a chance I could roll that when using the diplomat feat, but...
Nice.
Brilliant.
You all begin, or continue, to make your way down this hallway. Avery collecting the doctor and turning him and pushing him back towards the line. Unfortunately, as Avery does this, the doctor, not being the most athletic of individuals, you know, more of the scientific type, his feet get crossed as Avery kind of tries to push him back towards the line, and the doctor, his shoes between his feet, suddenly falls and a loud thud and splash is heard as the doctor hits the ground. And as he looks up, he looks at you all with a look of fear as everything goes silent for a second in the hallway. You can suddenly, from the doorways, the laughter begins to grow. All of the doorways, you send the laughter. As the wide-eyed Fire Ganassi looks up at all of you from the ground, fear in his eyes, as he stares up, sitting in a pool of blood.
I'm sorry.
What would you all like to do?
Should we run?
Running is probably...
Yes, but we're in the middle of a hallway. We couldn't be more surrounded at this point if we wanted to be.
And Varian tried to quickly drag the doctor back to his feet.
Yeah, make a strength check.
Oh, God.
Can Wyatt help?
You can have advantage on this, Varian.
Okay. That's good.
I've obviously heard this.
Sort of
from
good.
The front.
that's a 14. Varian's strength is flat. He's not a strong boy.
Varian, with both hands, you grab the wrist of the fallen doctor and yank his ass back up to a standing position. Your sparkly self, like almost. Like so shimmery in this orange light that it would hurt most people's eyes, but the group's used to it. But the doctor stares at you, like, just in total fear. And yes, Damien, you obviously heard and saw all of this.
Okay, can I cast Minor Illusion at the entrance to the Sky Bridge to kind of give? It's just kind of a figure that's there that's. Like, I cast the same noise we heard with the door opening before. To try and, if anything's coming out, it sees something at that doorway that isn't us.
The opposite end of the hallway?
Yeah.
Can definitely do that.
If they're smart enough to check it, then they'll have to do an intelligence check.
Awesome. I would assume then with that, though, are you all going to leg it, or are you going to prepare yourselves for a fight in the middle of this hallway? As the laughter begins to grow from all sides of you, you see Virion rip the doctor to their feet.
You don't have a lot of health, do we?
Yeah. I don't think it's a fight we can win. Well, not all of us can win anyway.
Good to see if I've got anything. Probably
up
not.
To you guys, but Damien's going to merge with Julius and take the ceiling. If they're all coming charging out of the room, they're not going to come charging at a bird that they can't see.
I'm going to cast invisibility, I think, as well, because with shadow touch, I can cast it for free once per long. I can cast it for free once per long rest.
I can think about number one.
Stares at Damon. You literally just turned into a fucking bird and went to the ceiling.
So yeah, you're a fucking Azamar.
How tall is this, like, cube?
So that leaves Wyatt, Virion and the doctor in the hallway, visible.
How high is the ceiling?
The ceiling is every floor, or all the ceilings are about 15 to 20 feet high.
So am I still in the Pass Without Trace bubble then? Because it's like a 20 foot bubble or something.
It's a 20 foot bubble, yes.
Aha! Ninja bird!
Got spider climb, but the ceiling's probably not high enough, like, to get out of any real danger.
The ceiling here in this hallway is about, you would guess, 15 feet high.
Yeah. Probably a bit of a stupid option, but is there any chance I could use disguise self to make myself look like one of the laughing people? Because I get that for free.
Sure. You suddenly see Virion turn into one of the humans that you all recently killed on the sky bridge, and just the twisted smile on their face and the static in their eyes kid just suddenly hides the glittery body of Virion.
Okay. I can't do what I want to do. I can't do it.
I don't know, it's never stopped you before.
Like, I can't, because if I do that, then part of that trace will go. Because I want to cast Blink, but to get me and the doctor out of here, but it only lasts for a minute, and it also makes me drop part of that trace, so that's not sensible.
I want to check the rules of me being a bird, because I might have something to get the doctor.
I mean, bearing in mind Pass Without Trace, could we just, like, blend into the shadows as best we could?
You can try.
I'm gonna have to try, I think. That's what I'm gonna try and do, DM.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Can I roll a stealth check for it, or...?
So, as follows, this is the plan. Avery has gone invisible. Virion has turned themselves into a static-eyed zombie. Damien is turning themselves, or merging with Julius to fly on the ceiling so they hopefully will not be seen. And Detective Wyatt, you are just attempting to mold in with the shadows of a hallway.
With the doctor, yes. If it's that, or I put it when at risk by dropping past that trait, I can only cast it once.
Okay.
If I need to in emergency, I can blink us out of there, but that's last resort.
I did just slap him for endangering others, so.
It's true.
The last resort to protect the doctor, though, at this point, so. Okay, so I'm going to try and find the darkest part of the corridor and just, like, try and basically, like, doctor against it and, like, merge into it a bit. Best I can.
So, in real life, for the benefit of the tape, Matt, you work in a hospital, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. I just have then one more follow-up question before I tell you what's about.
I'd like to point out I'm a chef in a hospital, not on a ward.
That's fine. You being a chef is totally... totally on the level of what this question will entail. So, in said hospital, how many hiding spots are in any general hallway, or are the hallways built so that people can traverse them easily and also with, you know, carts and all other manner of things?
I'm guessing there are some just like left cart behind because of how badly smashed up this corridor is.
So, but the hallways themselves are very free of clutter and are in generally built to make sure that they're easily traversable and not filled with things, correct?
Traditionally, yes. Traditionally.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm fucked, aren't I?
Wyatt. Avery, you blink almost out of existence and just become completely invisible. Damien, as you turn into the bird and you see now Julius is flapping along the ceiling. Virion, the mask of many faces transforms you and suddenly you're the the smile is almost breaking your face, you feel, as the static encompasses your eyes. The three of you, all well hidden, see Detective Wyatt Stanton put his arm across the chest of Dr. Dorian McSteamy and push them both up against the wall and just put their arms out as if to try and become part of this wall. And the three of you see in the light that goes off every once in a while, like one of those scenes from an artistic movie where Detective Wyatt like moves to try and get into a better hiding spot every time, but it's just a white wall and there's nothing for him to hide behind at all as he's almost voguing now at this point in a little weird dance as he is standing here. And Dr. Dorian, just still charmed by Avery's spell, just doesn't know what to do, so just is kind of copying what Detective Wyatt is doing on the wall as he vogues as well.
Internally, Damien's like, well, it's been nice knowing them.
As this happens, the door that you all, or that Virion and Wyatt were staring through, slams open. And you can hear, you see the Ganassi begin to stagger its way out of the room, its static eyes looking from side to side. Wyatt, I need a stealth check at disadvantage.
I knew you'd say that one. At disadvantage, that is still 24.
Man. Be really helpful if you didn't have a shitty doctor with you who can't roll anything above a 2. Wyatt, you somehow seemingly melt into the whiteness of this wall. The orange warning lights, like reflecting off of your shimmering armor, like somehow just seems to baffle these static eyes and it just looks right past you, right at Dr. Dorian McSteamy, who hasn't stopped moving at all and is not really sure until he makes direct eye contact with the static. No. Jim, it's me. It's me. It's me, Jim. No. Don't. The Ganassi begins to stagger forward. Now that it's closer, you can see what was the problem. Its left leg is completely shattered and it's dragging it behind it. That's why its movement is so chaotic, as it is literally dragging a stump of a leg at this point. The left leg of this Ganassi isn't moving at all. As you see it begin to pull itself toward Dr. Dorian.
Is that the only one in the corridor?
At the moment.
I could take one of them.
Have fun.
I could take one of them. I need to keep this doctor alive. He's not even looking at me. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God. How much time is roughly Drake until he gets to the doctor?
All right. This is Matt, I need you to roll me a d20 here real quick. And I just need to know what the number is.
Come on, Shambles Dice. 5.
Wyatt, you not moving from this wall, as I said, seemingly melting into the whiteness of it. You stare, like, out of your side eye at the doctor, who is just shambling about. Dr. Dory just, like, freaking out and staring at this other static-eyed doctor shambling forward before you suddenly see Dr. Dorian, I'm sorry! Turns and just begins to fucking leg it down the hallway towards where the stairwell would be.
So he's run off.
He's running towards the stairwell, yes.
Okay. And he's not paying attention to me or anyone else in the hallway.
Nope. He yelled sorry and sprinted off.
Mm.
I'm really glad I took his access pass last time.
White lets him run because he's got a better chance of running against one of a bung leg at least. Because if White starts attacking, that's going to break his concentration and part of the trace will fade. He's thinking about the keeping everyone alive at the moment.
Who are you and what have you done with Matt?
Wyatt, as you are still making yourself part of this wall, you're staring at the open doorway that this doctor came out of. You can see that the 8-foot-tall Goliath inside and the human are beginning to make their way towards the doorway and the hallway.
Can I there's no way of communicating that. You can all see me, I suppose. I basically indicate very carefully with my hand the door. Just say, and then
I need you to make another stealth check at disadvantage as you just moved, as you are standing on a white wall, hallway wall. And literally, I told you there is a fucking Ganassi right in front of you.
The dirty 20, my lowest. I'm going to do maths to add on an extra plus 10, you see. It would have been 10 otherwise. Whew.
Wyatt, you motion to the rest of your party, like trying to say something. And as your hand moves, though, your idiocy quickly comes to the front of your mind and you go, shit! And you once again stop moving as the static eyes of this broken leg Ganassi doctor turn and they stare at you. Just staring at you now. Non-moving form. Seconds pass. The static eyes don't move. Till they do. And they turn back down the hallway towards the running doctor as the Ganassi with a broken leg begins to drag itself down the hallway towards where it saw Dr. Dorian McSteamy run.
Guess I'm kind of disguised as one of the static-eyed zombies. Could Varian also start making his way down the corridor?
Yeah, for sure. Are you going to run or are you going to shamble? What is your plan? Get a dance?
I mean, any other time it would be tempting to do that, but...
Strut.
Varian's going to do his best to imitate the way the others moved when we were on the other side of the door, the less visceral side of the door.
Wyatt, Avery, and Damien, you see, as you saw before, Varian turned themselves into one of these human static-eyed zombies from the battle earlier. And now you see Varian. Give me a performance check with advantage, please.
That's 18 plus 5, my highest.
You all see in perfect, almost scary manner, Varian begin to make their way down the hallway as a feral zombie-like creature. And this shambling Ganassi doctor who is chasing after Dr. Dorian McSteamy doesn't even bat an eye, just thinks it's another one of their compatriots. As the now transformed Varian runs down this hallway after Dorian McSteamy. What would the rest of you like to do?
Find Jesus?
Question my life choices?
Until that acting classes, yo.
I did. Yes. So the shambling one has moved on, and Varian has followed in pursuit. That would leave.
Varian has quickly outpaced this shambling one and is at this point caught up to, or is going to make their way towards the exit, probably at the same rate that McSteamy has.
That leaves Damien, Avery, and Wyatt.
Once again, Wyatt, you have about 10 seconds until the rest of these zombies from the now open door reach the entranceway, and you will be making 4 stealth checks at disadvantage.
Can't do that. I'm going to pass it. Avery's invisible, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you get bonuses to that, do you? I'm asking this out of character, of course.
Yeah, that's DM dependent, I guess.
I guess it is, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to drop past that trace. I actually demorph.
I cast lightning bolt on Wyatt. I'm joking.
I'm gonna power down. How long was I in mode for? I need to find out for later on, but we'll figure it out in a minute. I'm gonna cast levitate on myself.
But that's just going to stick you to the roof, isn't it?
To the height of my choice, yes.
Yeah, but you just up float. To 30 you don't feet move.
Per thing, so it's... You are literally floating, and because you're like, I don't know, 5 foot tall, it just means your legs are awkwardly dangling in there.
I can...
He's doing this! He said it, it's happening.
You're stuck to the ceiling, Matt. You can't move yourself along. It doesn't jam.
It says you can levitate.
You can go up and down freely, but you can't go left and right unless you have something to pull yourself with. You're talking to the air genasi. I levitate on the regs.
Oh my god, he's so fucked. I'm making my way down the hall. I'm making my way down the hallway. I'm not risking my life for this idiot.
But before I cast the temple, I just run down the hallway. No.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna give you this one time, because going forward, I'm not going to be nice about this anymore.
I appreciate that.
I would have killed him.
Oh yeah. Your words going forward are going to be very important, because this hallway was the beginning of your QTEs. Like, this hasn't even been anything. So, going forward...
You've nearly died, like, 8 times.
Be prepared. But yes, I will say that you can just turn and leg it if you would like.
I'm going to make my way as quietly as I can while moving quickly down the corridor. But bearing in mind, I'm aware that there is going to be in front of me a shambling one. I'm basically like trying to stay behind it. Okay. As I'm making my way.
And Avery and Damien, you are just going to full on try and catch up.
Go. Yeah, I'm going to do it as stealthily as I can, because obviously I am invisible, but yeah, head down the hallway to catch up.
All right, so what I would like is, Damien, you're fine. You fly over the top and nothing bothers you. Avery, can I get a dexterity check at advantage from you as you try and rush down the hallway invisibly?
What, dexterity stealth?
Just dexterity.
All right. Don't get any bonuses to that anyway. Thank God for fucking advantage. Jesus Christ. That is a 19. That would have literally been a natural one otherwise.
Yeah, good thing I gave you advantage. Avery.
So, 22 all then.
You, in your invisible form. This hallway is pretty wide. It's a good, 15, 20 feet. But it is covered in liquids and blood and everything like that. So you turn and you begin to try and run down the hallway to catch up with Virion and the doctor. And as you do, you almost fall because the ground is so slippery. But you catch yourself at the last second and make yourself back to the wall as you begin to stealthily make your way. And you get by the shambling corpse of this broken-legged, static-eyed Ganassi zombie. Wyatt, I need a couple things from you.
Yes.
Your will.
A, I need a dexterity saving throw immediately.
Okay, that is 15.
Wyatt, you come off the wall. No longer in. Are you staying in Ranger form? Or
I will stay in that form now. Yes, for time being. Okay. Yes. So
still in Ranger form.
I will do that because I retract my statement. I know
still
now I
in
can't
ridiculous
do
costume.
With David Chase and David Frank.
Like a ghost in the darkness from this white wall, you slowly peel yourself off of it. And again, you fall in line with this shambling zombie, like trying to keep pace behind it so that it doesn't turn around. I need you to make a perception check real quick.
It's perfect. Like one of those stealth missions in kid games where you have to follow someone.
Perception is... what's that? It's just at 12.
Wyatt, you are basically perfectly in line with this Ganassi zombie. Even down to, you're even dragging your left leg behind you at this point, like perfectly mimicking what is going on as you are making your way slowly down this massive hallway. Suddenly, you hear. Is that breathing behind you?
Matt just turned around slowly for the benefit of the tape.
Wyatt, you perfectly mimicking you. It takes, you like do the weird like slow look up where you look down first at your like, man, I was really, selling this broken leg here. You look down from that, slowly up behind you, massive set of chiseled legs, up, up, up. You reach a good, your neck is craned back, so you're looking 8 feet up at a massive, wide, broken tooth smile. static eyes of a hulking Goliath, its muscles rippling under its clothes. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw right now, Wyatt.
Dex saving throw. That's a dirty 20.
The Goliath's hand shoots forward, going for your neck, but you, turning at just the last second and realizing that you are in danger, quickly roll forwards past the shambling zombie as this massive Goliath hand rocks this Ganassi zombie, knocking it to the ground. And you, though, on a knee, now look back at it as it catches itself and its eyes turn just static, staring at you. And
oh crap,
you can now start to hear other doors begin to opening on the hallway as more laughter begins to happen.
Okay, so behind me is the door to the stairs. How far behind it is me? Great word, Matt.
The door is in front. The Goliath's behind you. You were making your way towards the stairwell doors.
How far ahead is it, sorry?
You've probably made your way about 20 feet, so you have a good 60 feet to go here.
Okay. Can I see how close Virion the Sparkly Zombie is from the stairwell or not?
Virion the Sparkly Zombie is at this point at the, they're basically at the stairwell. And as far as you know, Avery is also that far, and Damien as Julius is actually sitting on the big like hospital diagram that you've all used before, staring back at you. Like being a total dick about it too. Like, you know,
he's cleaning his feathers.
Yeah,
like,
you know that fucking bird is Damien and is not doing anything to help. It's just staring back, watching you deal with the situation.
Okay, I'm not even gonna wait, because I can't even see in the bird. I'm like, son of a fucking bitch. I'm going to take off, and as I run, I'm going to use my normal ranger power of Misty Step to increase my distance, which is my last second level spell slot at my ranger mode.
Awesome. Wyatt,
which I think covers a whole distance of 60 feet.
Because you have 30 feet of movement, right?
30 feet, yeah.
Fantastic. Damien, you actually see this, and it's actually kind of impressive as you see Wyatt in ranger mode, full on power or battle roll forward, splashing up some of the blood, landing in a dramatic pose, looking back at the Goliath before you see the sheen of the mask, almost stoically realize that, fuck, this is not a fight worth fighting right now, before turning and beginning to sprint towards you, and you see with a snap, they blink out of existence before being right upon you at the kiosk that is the hospital diagram, giving you a quick side eye, and you can feel the dirty look through the visor and the mask that this Power Ranger gives you as Wyatt sprints past you, and you all now are at the door to the stairwell that is being held open by Dr. Dorian. Quick, in! What awaits the gang as they dive deeper into Ganymede General? And what has caused this zombie-like infection amongst all of the patrons, workers, and residents of Ganymede General? Will our gang figure these things out? Will Wyatt ever get any respect from the newly joined gang? Well, tune in next time to find out, to Escape from Wolfhawk. This podcast was brought to you by me, Chad, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Mad Attack Productions.